question of right, that the chilek between. I was thinking more about the chilek that Rava makes, right, between the ksiva and the lashon. What? The ksiva and the lashon, right? So Rava's answer was that what? That kan begufan shelanu, kan begufan shelan. Right? That what? What is it again? Now what? That according to the Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon say it's kosher b'chol lashon, it's provided it's in ksav ashiras. And the Braisa is talking about where it's in ksav ivri. Yeah, so we're trying to define that yesterday. Like what's the Abaye rejects that, and I mean the Gemara seems to reject that later also, right? So what's the idea, and what's the machlokas? And interestingly enough, there are Rishonim that hold that by Megillah, even though it can be written in other languages, it dafka has to be written in Hebrew script. So it's not a crazy shita.
Even though
the Gemara rejects it over here by Svarim, but not necessarily by Megillah. So yesterday, right? I mean, we're trying to say yesterday. Well, so we started out saying what? Yesterday, we tried to say something yesterday. That what? That right. But the lettering, but Rav Shita is that what? That that the ksav, huh? Yeah, in other words, I guess you would say that, that what? What did you say yesterday? Were you saying like you were saying today?
What?
Were you saying like you said today?
Well,
not
just say
this
again.
That what?
I
say
this,
yeah, but what we say?
That
yeah, you could say that what? There's a chetz of ksav. Right. And only Hebrew is considered an entity of ksav.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's a weird idea.
What part do you understand? I'll explain it.
Okay, but let's go back for a minute. Let's start over for 1 second. There was one thing you see from this Gemara is what? Is that the entity of the Sefer Torah, one way to learn Sefer Torah is a simple way. You say, what is the Sefer Torah? Right? It's simply these osios in a certain order. Right? You could learn like that. You say, why is it so important to every os? Right? Because the Torah really is osios. It was the structure, the halachic structure of the Torah. How do you make a Sefer Torah? You take the parchment, you prepare it, you take the ink, you prepare it, and then you make osios in this order. Right? But in other words, the smallest... But the component really is the osios. But that's definitely wrong. That's definitely wrong. How do you know that's definitely wrong? Because we did that Reb Chaim this year, right? Huh? That when you write the Shem Hashem, you have to have kavana for the Shem, right? When you're writing the Shem Hashem, you have to be mechavein for the Shem. You have to know that this word is a Shem. Right, that's what the Ram says. The guy doesn't believe in God, he can't have that lishma, because to him the word doesn't represent the Shem Hashem. If he doesn't believe in God, he can't be your Shem Hashem. Right? So you see clearly that what? That really, really the Torah is words. Right? You're really writing words. You can't say it's just the lettering. Right? Anybody, you understand what I'm saying? That was the component is really, the entity is really the parchment and the words.
Not really deducted from that per se.
No, what I'm saying is like this. You know what I'm saying? Like this. If you learned that the Torah is really osios, and then when you put the osios in a certain order, you get a Sefer Torah, then there'd be no Havamina, then it would be impossible to say that it could be kosher in another language. It's just not possible. because...
Even a problem.
Yeah, everybody would have a problem. There's no way. It's not subject to translation if it's just, if the entity is really just these, if the entity is you know, basically photocopy these letters in this order.
I mean, you can say that, but I mean, then
you say... No, you got to break down what is the surah. You have to know what is the, what are the component parts of the, of the, of the, of the Torah. Right? What are the component parts? And it would seem that if you're going to say, if you're going to say, so we're saying, so if you say that the, you say that the tzura of the Torah is simply the klaf and osios in this order, then there's no way to have it in any other language. That's impossible, right? It's not possible because you don't have the things. So you must say that what? That nobody's learning that way. Nobody's learning like that. And I'm telling you, and you see clearly that the entities of the of the of the Torah are really words, not letters.
The same word.
Okay, so what's the difference? Just a conceptual question here. What's the difference between letters and words?
Words and ideas.
In terms of ksiva. In other words, the Rabbanan is saying, now that we're saying it's words, right? So the words can be in any language, right? In other words, the Rabbanan is saying, what is the what's the tzura of this of the Cheftza of a Sefer Torah? It's klaf and yo and words. These words, right? These words, but not these letters, not this print. Right, the tzura is words, and any words, and you can have these same words in another language. It's the same. It's the same thing, huh?
It's the ideas that they convey.
Right.
The word has no specific tzura. A letter is what it's for.
Right. So in other words, I'm still just trying to think this out. I'm not sure where this is going exactly, but I'm saying it like this. In other words. A letter. I'm trying to find a reason why Rava would insist on the Hebrew lettering but not care about the words, right? As I'm trying to understand, just like this. A letter is by definition a physical thing. A letter is a physical thing, right? I'm saying there's a difference between a letter and a word. A letter is a physical thing. And a word is not. Okay. A letter is a physical entity, and a word is not physical.
So
and not
many
physical.
Letters will comprise a word.
In other words, there's such a thing as a language without writing. You can have words. There are many cultures that never had any written language, but they had words, right? American Indians. They had words, but to my knowledge, they had no written language, right? But there's no such so there's a spoken word. There's such a thing as a spoken word, but there's no such thing as letters without a written language. There's no such thing as there's no such thing as letters without a written language. That's what letters are, huh? Right. So that's what Rav is machalic like that. He's saying the lettering is saying in the Torah in what makes the Torah it's what he's saying that the lettering is now is it there's a certain huh is part of the physical structure of the Torah. The lettering is part of the physical structure of the Torah. Right, the lettering is part of the physical structure.
So that's something that would be doubtful.
So that's why it's true.
Like the price of single
but the words are not physical. The words are not physical. The words are never physical.
Right.
Right. So the tzura of the Torah would be klaf, dio, letters, and words. But he's saying that, letters and language, letters and lashon, right? There's klaf and dio and letters, like you're saying, ksav and lashon. Right? But But you can split apart the lashon and the ksav. There's a conceptual chiluk, because the lashon is not physical, but the ksav is. Yeah.
Why down to the formula?
It was by the way, we're questioning whether you can make a good translation, but doesn't it say that the Torah says they translated the Torah into 70 languages, right? No, so you see, the Torah is translatable. I mean, it is translated into 70 languages. So you see that the Torah is really the ideas, right? And it can be conveyed in different languages. You can't be dafka the letters in this order, because then you're ignoring words. So that's the point I was trying to start out with. If you're going to say, how could you use, that's what I'm trying to say, it seems like Rav is contradicting himself. Because if you're going to stick to the letters, well, because the letters are in the Torah, but the letters are in this order in the Torah. So, Mimonoshach, either you can write it in a different language, which should mean a different lettering too, or you should be stuck to these letters in this order. Right? So that's what I'm trying to make a chilek over here. He's saying the lettering is a phenomenon, is a physical phenomenon. The lettering is part of the physical tzura of the Torah. There's a physical tzura of the Torah, and then there's the non-physical tzura of the Torah. The lettering is, Rav is saying, if you look at it technically, the lettering falls on the side of the klaf and the dio, of the klaf and the dio and the gidin. These are just physical components of the Torah. But what do they embody? They embody certain words, certain ideas. It's a written expression, right? So he's saying it's true that the particular words can be changed, but that's because words are not a physical thing. The words are not really written here. Does that make any sense? The words are not the physical thing. Yeah, because, for instance, if a guy doesn't know what the Shem Hashem is, he can't write it. He can't write it. Right? He can just put letters together, but they don't mean anything to him. But Rav is saying it's true. You can do different languages, but the physical structure of the Torah can never be changed. And just like you can find other materials other than Dio and Klaf, you can't change those, because those are the physical components. Those physical components are fixed. So he's saying the lettering too. Lettering is purely a physical phenomenon. Anything that's a physical phenomenon is anything that's purely a physical phenomenon, he says, those are part of the Kedusha of the Torah itself. You understand? Anything that's a physical phenomenon is part of the Torah. So the osios are also physical. The words are not. The words is verbal, really. It's translated into ksav. It's translated into ksav. It's a translation into ksav. From ideas, verbal ideas, to a medium of ksav. But that's the main thing. Any way you can make that translation is good. So it doesn't matter which language you're using. It doesn't matter which language you're using. As long as it's a translation of these ideas into ksav, that's what makes a Torah. You understand? Any language is good, because it's still the same translation of ideas into ksav. But he's saying the lettering itself, though, is part of the physical. It's not part of, but apparently the Rabbanan hold, since lettering is only a creation of the language, whatever the greater category is, since lettering is really subsumed under language, that language is no lettering, then it goes by the ikar. If you can change the language, then in terms of its existence, in terms of the physical entity of the Torah, the lettering is just another physical part of it. It's just another part of its physical. But in terms of letter per se. It only exists. It only exists as a an offshoot of language. So that's the machlokas over there. Which side do you put the lettering on? Is the lettering part of the physical component, or is it part of the lashon? Right.
So in other words,
the tzura would be, according to Rava, the tzura is klaf, dio, ksav, and lashon. Right. But according to the Rabbanan, it's really lashon biksav. Al had ima bidyo ala klaf. You understand? Where are you starting from? Where's your starting point? Point of the Rava is you take the physical structure, but it's really a combination of a physical structure and an ideational thing. It's really a combination of klaf, dio, gidin, and lashon. Right? But lashon is a universal. All the other ones are particulars, but lashon is a universal. Whereas according to the Torah is going to be, the Kedushas Torah is going to be nitfas every particular in the physical, but not the lashon. That's not a particular in the physical. But then the lettering is. The lettering is also particular.
But the
Rabbanan say it's really they view it the other way. That it's real, that the Kedusha Sefer Torah is the ideas of the Torah translated into a written format. So each Lashon has its own writing. So then this is the way you translate this Lashon. How do you translate this Lashon into writing? With its lettering. That's why you can write in any Torah. I mean Rava versus Abai. Rava, Abai and Rava, right. In the Rabbanan. Within the Rabbanan. Mitzvahs, like there are certain mitzvahs. Now, there are certain mitzvahs that you have to only do in Hebrew. You know what I mean? Like the Kriyas HaBikurim. Right? It's not like language itself can't be... It's not like language is not subject to a particular... Or the Tefillin. Tefillin have to be done in Dafka in Hebrew. How do you know it's not... I mean, but still, how do you know it's not Dafka, the Hebrew language? I mean, they don't give a source for that. There's no source for that. How do you know it's not Dafka, the Hebrew language? Yeah. That's just a premise. Right. I mean, that's coming from the idea of Sefer. It's coming from the idea of Sefer. That the Ikar of a Sefer is to convey the ideas. That's what the Ikar of a Sefer is. So he said, did I read this? Say a book was written in German. You read an English translation. Did you read the book? Is it the same book?
Yeah.
Yes. It's the same book. In terms of the function of a sefer, it's the same. To convey the to record in a written form those ideas. Right. The only thing is there are rules to how with regard to how to record it. Right? There are rules with regard to how to record it. Huh? Right. Correct. Question is the osios go after the lashon because it's a product of the lashon, or is it go after the klaf because it's a physical entity? I mean, that's the machlokas between Rav and the other shita, right? Right. You say, what is a letter? It's this tzura. That's what a letter is. A letter is really this tzura. Kazeh. That's what a letter is. A letter is a tzura, right? That's why it has to be mukaf kvil. It has to be completely surrounded by the parchment, right? If the two letters are touching, it's a different form. You don't have the letter anymore, right? What's the shear of the tzura? As long as a cotton can tell, right? Try to get down to the most basic form. The form that the uneducated recognizes, that's still the form. Interesting shear. But that's what a letter is. It's the form. It's a physical form. What's a form? That's a separate question. But the letter is a physical form, right? A word is... No. That's maybe how you write a word. But it's not a word is. You just said a few of them yourself. You simply can't have me believe you don't know what a word is when you're conversing with me in words. I mean, I won't go into.
You mean the idea of words?
Wouldn't that be like, that's right. You can have letters without words. Correct. You can have letters without, but if you had no words, the letters would just be symbols. They wouldn't be letters. If you had, letters, if you had words, you can have letters. Yeah. Without words, there are no letters. Isn't that what I said? Without words, there are no letters. That's what Rabban is saying. Have that the letters should go with the words. Okay. All right, so let's go into the Gemara. So the Gemara finally answers what? That what? Kan b'Svarim, kan b'Megillah. Yeah. So by Svarim... Yeah, so the Ritva says what? That it's according to the Rabbanon. The Gemara is going according to the Rabbanon. Right? And it's saying, even though the Rabbanon say Svarim in general can be written in any language... There's a special miut by Megillah. It's a question what the pasuk that the quoting is really.
Maybe the Bryce is about Megillah.
Right. There's a special miut kichsavam. It's a question: is it kichsavam uchilshonam or kichsavam uchizmanam? But the river has kichsavam uchilshonam.
Is there a pasuk
like that? There are two pasukim. Kichsavam and Kilshonam and Kichsavam and Chizmanam. Right here, Nagamar.
No, I'm saying, where is it in the
Yeah, it's in the Megillah. It says a few times, yeah. So, it's all in the end, right? In the eighth, either the eighth or the ninth. I mean, ninth or tenth, right? So anyway, so that means that what? It has to be written in Hebrew. Or whatever the language is, its original language, because some of it is in his theorem. Yeah. So the river raised the problem. Problem is, how do you say that the Megillah is only written in Ashuris, right? When the Mishnah says later, the Mishnah on the second parak says, "Kore liluazim balaz." You can read it to a non-Hebrew speaker in his language, right? And the Gemara says, it can't be that you're translating it while you're reading it, because that would be al-peh. So it must be it's written in that other language. But over here it says it can only be in Hebrew. Right? I mean, it's a stira.
Well, can it just be written in a different language than the Hebrew letters?
Because here we're saying that here we're rejecting the chiluk of lettering, right? We're rejecting that whole chiluk. We're saying the Mishnah is talking. This Bryce is talking about words and lettering. Mikra shekasva tirgum, v'tirgum shekasva mikra, and ksaviri is two things. Either one is no good. I mean, that's the question. How do you learn the Bryce? The plain chart in the Bryce is talking about two psulim. Either mikra shekasva tirgum, meaning you change the lashon, or ksaviv, you change the ksav. Rava was trying to say it's all talking about changing the ksav, not changing the lashon. But then the Gemara says, no, that doesn't make sense, because why does it say mikra shekasva tirgum? Even mikra shekasva mikra should be possible, right? If the only psul is changing the ksav. So the Bryce is really talking about either change, meaning to say that by Megillah you can't make any change, right? But yeah, it can be written in another language. How do you like that, Isaac? You can have a Megillah written in English. You can read it in English. Huh? Pretty good. So what's the answer? Go ahead. You want to read the Ritva? Okay, fine. So his answer is that what?
The Rebbe says only, he's not talking about what's a kosher Megillah, but a Megillah that's from Tanis Ha'adayim.
He's saying, right now he's saying the Rabbanan Shita by Svarim in general is what? It can be written in any language and read to anybody in that language. When the Rabbanan say Svarim Nichtavim B'chol Lashon, it means to say I can have a Sefer Torah written in Russian, right? And someone can read it to me in Russian, and I'll be Yotze even though I don't understand one word of it. Right? That's their Shita. That's their Shita. Okay, and that's why it's Tameh. Because it's a regular, it's got everything. But what's the Miyot of Kichsavam V'Chilshonam? The Miyot is only Hebrew. Only Ashur. Only the way it's, only the original form. Okay? But it doesn't mean that Hebrew, doesn't mean it's exclusively, you can only be Yotze in the original form. It just means that the original form has a certain chashivas over every other form. The original, anyone can be Yotze listening to. Right? But Laz, Belaz, is only kosher to the one who's makir that Lashon. And that's why it's not Matami. Now, how do you get this funny result? Sounds like he seems like he's saying it's a combination of two psukim, right? Kichsovam v'chilshonam is knocking out everything but Hebrew, right? And then el am va'am, what does it say? El kol am va'am, el am va'am kilshono is bringing the other lashonos back in, but not in the same way of the original ksav. What kind of a strange hodgepodge is this? What kind of a strange hodgepodge is this? I mean, either it's a kosher Megillah or it's not a kosher Megillah. What are you reading? What are you reading? Are you reading a Megillah? You're not reading a Megillah? Hey, well, what's going on over there? See, Tosfos also bothered this problem in terms of the Tumah, right? Because he says in the Achichtov Ashuras Real Sefer Bidyo, on Amud Beis over here, he says that the Gemara says later, it's talking about a Megillah on the Brisa. Right, Ad Shichtav Ashur Sal Sefer B'Diyo is the Brisa, and the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says that's talking about Megillah. He says, but later on we say Giftis LeGiftiyim is Yatza, and it's definitely talking about that it's written in that language, right? So he says, Im Kein Kasha Ma'id Lo Metamas Yadayim Kevin Shenitna Likros V'Likasev B'Kol Loshen Shemakirim Ba. Says it should be a full-fledged Megillah because it's given to be read and written in the language that you know. So why shouldn't it be Matamis Yudayim? It's funny Tosis. Because it's a funny answer. He says, no, Yesh Loma, the Kevin Sheinik Sheru Likros Ella Limakirin Ba Din Hushalo Titmaza Yudayim. Yeah, it's very similar to the Riva. He's saying that it's kosher likros. He's emphasizing this idea that everybody has to read from a kosher Megillah. Right? He's emphasizing that everyone has to read from a kosher Megillah. The only thing is, certain Megillahs are only kosher for certain people. Right? Certain Megillahs are only kosher for certain people. So he's saying the Tumah is only one that's kosher for everybody. But what kind of an idea is this? It's a strange halachic formulation. The halachic formulation is very strange. Now, so why is it good? Why is the Kriya good in the Sefer Torah for everybody? Right? Because you say it like this: as long as it's a Heftz of Sefer Torah, right? That's a Maisa of Kriya. In terms of the Maisa of Kriya. He says you don't have to be maven to be korei. You could be korei without being maven, right? People do it all the time. So as long as you have the Heftza of the Sefer Torah and you enunciate the words, that's the Kriya. The Kriya is to turn the written word into the verbal word. So you're enunciating the words, so that's a Kriya. Did I hear the Kriya of a Torah? Well, if that was a Torah and you read those words, I heard the Kriya of the Torah. Right? I heard the Kriya of the Torah. But for some reason by Megillah, that logic only applies by the original. Right? By the original, everybody's Yotzei if they hear it. But by the but if it's written in Laz, it's only if you understand it. I mean, B'manashach, again, is it the Megillah or is it not a Megillah? Right? I mean, is it the Megillah or is it not a Megillah? If it's a Megillah, then no matter what, I heard the Kriya of a Megillah. And if it's not a Megillah, why should anybody be Yotzei? That's what Tosafot is trying to say. No, it is a Megillah for the one who knows it. Like, it's like a subjective reality. I mean, it's a strange idea. Now, they understand the reason to do it, but what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah, and how are you Yotzei this mitzvah? What's the Maisa HaMitzvah? See, by Sefer Torah, the Maisa is simply Kriyas Sefer Torah. So you say, is it a Sefer Torah? Yes. Am I Korah? Yes. Doesn't matter if you're Maven, not a Maven, right? But what's the mitzvah over here? That's what I'm trying to get at, though. Okay, so you're going to have to say like this. You're going to have to say that what? You're going to have to say that what? That, all right, so these guys are saying that what? That there's two ways to say over the Megillah. Right? You could say it over exactly the way it is. That's called reading the Megillah. Because that's the Heftza, like Sefer Torah. Right? You would co-rate the words of the thing. Or you can give it over by giving over the content. Giving over the meaning. But if you give over the meaning to someone who doesn't understand it, you have nothing. You haven't given over the meaning, and you haven't given over the Kriya of the Gufa Dava. I hear. But you're going to have to say halachically, what are you going to have to say? You're going to have to say halachically that there are two definitions of Megillah. Right? That's what I'm trying to understand here. It was halachic formulation. In terms of the halachic formulation, you have to read a Heftza of Megillah. Right? You have to read a Heftza of Megillah. So, according to the Ritva, it seems what he's saying is that they instituted l'chatchila, kichsavam v'chil shonam means that what? That it's not like a Sefer Torah. Here, the particular language and ksav is part of the definition of the sefer, right? That's one entity. But vel am va'om kilshono is a different thing, that they created a different type of a heftza of Megillah. Because you can't just I like what you're saying, but we got to put it into a halachic. We got to figure it out halachically, because you could say if I take the Hebrew Megillah and I read it and I translate it to somebody who's standing there. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says in the second parak. What do you mean a korei? What do you mean a loes liloazim? Maybe it just means that I'm looking at the Hebrew one, and instead of saying the Hebrew words, I'm giving him a translation while I'm looking at the Hebrew words. Right? So that would be, like you're saying, that's the idea. That's looking at the Hebrew, looking at the Heftza of the Megillah, I'm looking at the Sefer, the Igeris of Megillah, right? But I'm not giving over the words of them, I'm not giving over the words of the Megillah, I'm giving over the idea of the Megillah, the story of the Megillah, right? So that's very nice, it's philosophically a beautiful thing to do, but technically, are you Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah? It's Baal Peh, it's Baal Peh, right? It's going to be Baal Peh, that's the problem. So you must say, that's what I said, no, it must be that it's written. But it seems that the way that Ritva's learning is that they establish two different identities of Megillah. There are two identities of Megillah. He can be Korei. There are two separate Chafzos of Megillah. I mean, the problem is you have to say the one that's written Belaz is a Chafzos of Megillah, right? But it's like when they sent out the letters, there was a universal Chafzos of Megillah. there was the master copy, but then there's also an entity of Megillah that is El Am Va'om Shoshono. There's an entity of Megillah, El Am Va'om Kilshono. But that's a different kind of an entity. It's a different kind of a Chafzos of Megillah. So he's saying it depends on which one you're reading. If you're going to read the primary form, it's like they published it with a primary form and a translation. But that was those are learning the two psukim. Saying, in other words, by Sefer Torah, if I read it in English, Hebrew, French, or Spanish, right, there is no difference. You can't say one Sefer is the real one and the other one is a translation. Because it's not given with a Kedusha of a particular language. It's given with the Kedusha of the ideas themselves. There's no kedusha of a particular language. They're all equal. Nichtovim b'chol lashon. So they all have this. They're all equal. But he's saying that the Megillah was not created that way. It was created with one being the chefza, one being the original, and the other ones el am va'om kilshono. It has a different. They have a different character. They have a different character. And you can only be Yotzei as a Kriya per se on the Hebrew. All the other ones, you'll be Korei Betoras Tirgum. But you only Korei, it's a Kriya Betoras Tirgum. It's a different kind of a Kriya. I mean, you have to say that's why he has to find another pasuk. He's trying to find another way. Once you say that the chefza, because the way he's looking is like this: saying the Rabbanon hold, there's no kedusha of the lashon in a sefer, but this one is different. So that means there is a kedushas lashon in the sefer. So that means only in Ashuris is the chefza of Megillah, right? Oh, so how can the Mishnah say Korei Zelo Azos Belaz? Must be that there's a secondary chefza. I mean, there must be. It's a different thing. There must be two entities of Megillah. There must be two entities of Megillah. There's the official, and then there's the local. We have to think about this idea a little more. I have to think about this a little more. I mean, you don't normally have mitzvahs that the chefetz is subjective to the person. It's a strange. But that's what he's saying. He's saying that what? It's kosher likros only to the guy who understands it. Why? I mean, it still doesn't completely satisfy me. Let's think about it a little more. Yeah. In other words, if I don't speak French and I look at the French Megillah, can I say that's a chefza of Megillah?
Yes.
I can? So if I hear it being read, can I say I heard a kriya of Megillah?
Yes.
No, I can't, for some reason I can't.
The Kriya per se is not the Kriya. There's more than just the Kriya per se, like by Sefer Torah. By Sefer Torah, even there's a Kriya per se of the word.
That's not true, because if I heard it in Hebrew and I don't understand a word of Hebrew, I'm still Yotzei. You don't need that kind of a Kriya. That's where you get stuck. You don't need that kind of a Kriya.
But they created that Chatzah.
Well, why they did it is definitely because of Pirsumi Nisa. That's why they did it. But what I'm saying... Huh?
That's why it's different than Sefer Torah?
Yeah. I'm not sure what you mean.
There's no Pesukim in Nisan. That's not an idea.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, it's different for two reasons. Why did they say that it should be Dafka in Ashuras? I don't know. I mean, why did they change it? Why did they make it different in the beginning?
That's how Moshe wrote
it. I'm saying there's an aspect of Pesukim Nisa in reading it exactly how it was written immediately after the names, when it was Nikatian as a mitzvah. The Torah, yes, it was written in Ashuras, but there's no aspect of Pesukim Nisa in the beginning.
Okay, it's a good guess. I'm just saying that we don't know. The Gemara doesn't say why. The Gemara doesn't say why it was originally changed. Why Lechatchila is different from the Torah. All it says is the Torah, it can be written in any language. This one is a miyut, it has to be only in Hebrew. Right? But then why did they create a secondary form to be Yotze in your language? That's what I'm saying. That's definitely because of Pesukim Minisa. He wants to say they're both because of Pesukim Minisa. Okay, it's a good approach. But I'm saying in the halach, notice then it comes out halachically. There's two types of kriyas in Megillah, right? There's the kriya of the See that's what I'm trying to work out now. See that's the question I'm posing to you. See that's where I'm sort of differing from what you guys are saying. Just to clarify how I'm differing slightly from what you're saying. So you're saying there's two types of kriya, right? You're saying there's two types of kriya. There's the kriya of the original. There's the kriya of the real Sefer Megillah, and then there's a conveyance of the ideas of the Megillah, right? So if I don't understand it, I can be yotzei with the kriya of the Megillah itself, but that's only the Hebrew one. But I can also be yotzei. But if I understand that, I can be yotzi with the hearing of the content of the Megillah, right? But it's two different types of kriya. What I'm saying is, it's more mashma from the Ritva to me and the Tosfos, that there's only one kriya. There's the kriya of the Sefer of the Megillah. The only thing is, one Megillah is considered the Megillah Lekuli Alma. But some Megillahs are only considered Megillah to the Makir. And as we're saying, the Tumah, it makes sense, he says, now to say why those shouldn't be Tame. It's not that they're... Originally he held anything that you can be Yotze the Kriya with should be Metame. But now he's saying, no, it has to do with its shame Sefer, that it's Metame. And unless it's universally, unless it's objectively a shame safer, doesn't make sense to say it's Matame.
What kind
of thing Matame goes to the locker? No, that can't be. But then what? But then what I'm saying is it's really the same Kriya. It's just, do you have a safer? Do you have the Megillah? Is going to be, is different. It's the same mitzvah. Kriyas HaMegillah. The only thing is it considered the Megillah for everybody or not? Right? Or they sent out there are two forms of the Megillah. There's a certain objective form and a certain subjective form. But for the one who has the subjective form, he's Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah, just like the
Is he Yotze in the same way the guy is?
Same exact way. Because they're doing the same mitzvah. No, it's the same kriya.
I know, but how is it the same?